Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Jacqueline Wilson, thank you so much for joining me once again on Weekend Breakfast. Now, I don't know if you remember the first time you were here, we ended up talking mostly about shoes and your shoe collection.
Is a very good topic of conversation.
Yes, I feel like that was 8 years ago now, years ago. And then we have spoken on the phone a few times with a few of your publications. It's hard to keep track because you are so prolific and you've had so many books and novels out. But the one that we're talking about this morning is Think Again. And Jacqueline, I know there's so many people that are fans of the Girls series that were dying when you said you were going to be doing this and fast forwarding the lives and talking about them in their 40s. So just tell me about the moment you decided to do this.
Well, for ages, people have been actually pondering those girls. Mm-hmm. I hadn't realised when I wrote them that so many people were reading them and identifying with the girls. And wondering what might be happened to them now they are pushing 40, if they were real. When you're nearly 40 or on your 40th birthday, many of us actually have a little think, you know, mm-hmm. is this it? What am I going to do next? And I'm not suggesting that every woman suddenly eyes her partner up and down and says, no, and clears off. Or gives
You're not
up
advocating
her,
that.
No, and or gives up her job because, you know, she's had a trying day and she feels, what am I doing here? But it is fun, you know, to contemplate the possibilities that might happen. And I did want the main girl, Ellie, who tells mm-hmm. the story, both when she was 14 and now when she's 40, to stay an ordinary person. Mm-hmm. She never was a really glamorous schoolgirl. She wasn't the brightest. She wasn't the best at games. She wasn't the most successful when they were all trying to have boyfriends. And I think that's what made her endearing to so many readers. And I wanted to keep that now so that she's not having a great time. She had a daughter very young mm-hmm. who has now just left for university. And like many mothers, she's both proud and pleased and oh so lonely.
Oh, devastated. Yes.
You know, there's a huge hole in her life now. And she hasn't found the partner of her dreams. And then actually, possibly partly the reason why it's called Think Again, she starts up really feeling a great deal for somebody she never ever dreamt of.
Which can happen.
Being involved. It does happen. I wanted to make it a fun read, although parts of it are a bit moving and a bit sad, and have a happy ending.
And Jacqueline, what about the fact that, you know, these three girls were obviously best friends growing up, and then how friendships can change as you get older? And a lot of us have friends that we've had since we were children, but a lot of us, our best friends have come from recent years. And how did you map out their friendships and what kind of thought process went into that?
I wanted it to stay the way it used to be and that they're all three very close. They are in touch and they do meet up from time to time in London and, you know, have a girly night out.
Yes.
It's also the friends that you've known from childhood. Somehow, when you get together, you don't just stay the sort of mature person that seems to be absolutely in control. You go back to being the daft schoolgirls that you once were. And so I'm in touch with some friends that I've known since secondary school, although I have to say none of them at all like Nadine and Matt. I would be appalled at the idea.
They're not.
I've made different friends since who are equally special.
I do think there's something very special about childhood friends. And even though mine all live in another country because I'm originally from Canada, it's like a language that you have that's in common and you don't need to explain a thing. And I know the first time my husband met one of my best friends when we went back to Canada, he was like, I have a twin. He's like, it's like it's triplets. She's just the same as you two. Yes. Like he just said it was the most bizarre thing to witness. Like we just fall into this zone. It's amazing. Something else that you write about quite a bit is single parenthood. And Ellie is a character like that, but not just in this book, but in a lot of other books as well. And I think that is such a wonderfully inclusive thing for people to be able to read and see on the pages as well.
And times have changed so much too, in that when I first started going out to schools, one of the first books that made a bit of an impact was one called The Suitcase Club, where a child's parents split up and it's difficult for her because she lives, you know, 1 week with mum and 1 week with dad. And probably there would be one child per class in that situation. And it's changed so much and it's become almost like normal life.
Yeah.
And so really sadly, that book is just as current now as it was then.
But you were writing these things before, which is also a fascination for people and fans of yours, that you were giving voice to these situations before they became more normal or common.
I have always been on the side of people who are a little different from others. And always it's been my mission to show it's, you know, okay to be different. And also, if you are a child that is lucky enough to have absolutely everything 10 out of 10 in their lives, to show that some children don't have that. Mm-hmm. And now with Think Again, when I'm talking about 3 40-year-olds, they're successful at some parts of their life, but none of them have it all.
No.
Because how many of us do?
Yeah, it's reality.
You get sick to death of the many novels where everything seems to happen and work out, and, you know, it's life isn't really like that.
No.
For very few people.
I think before I let you go, I can't get over how prolific you are. And I think that is just one of the most outstanding, many things that are outstanding about you. But the fact that you have published well over 100 now novels. And I think for people who know that of you, the obvious question is, where does the inspiration constantly come from? Like, it's incredible.
Well, I often worry about that because I used to have, say, there would be the book I was writing and the book that I'd written before that I would be rewriting. And then I'd have about 3 or 4 ideas stacked up. The ideas still coming, please God. I am crossing my fingers, possibly slightly more slowly. But during the whole pandemic years, other people made sourdough or they learnt a language and they tidied up their house. Well, I buy my bread. I can't speak any other languages and my house is a total wreck. But I did write 3 books a year and read a lot too. That's what I like to do. And I think one of the compensations about getting older, you don't feel too guilty if you don't conform. I think it's time just to do what you like to do.
Love that. That's a brilliant message. Thank you, Jacqueline Wilson. Thank you so much for being a guest on our show here on Today FM on Weekend Breakfast. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome, Alison. It's been a treat.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today.